This is Radio Free Delmarva with Duke Brooks on 92.7 WGMD.
All righty, 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. Thanks a lot for being along. A couple of folks I think I know have been on hold for a long time. Are you still there, caller?
You talking to me, Duke?
Yeah, Carl, go ahead, buddy. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing all right, but I'm a little disappointed in Carly Fiorina.
Okay.
She lost me when she sided with Megyn Kelly. Look, the term sexist, it's supposed to be an asexual, right? It's not supposed to mean male or female, but we both know when somebody uses the term sexist, we're talking about men. Only men can be sexist.
Well, in the culture, the society, the media today, only a white person can be a racist, only a male can be a sexist, et cetera, et cetera. That, you know, that is the context and the coin of the realm today, sadly.
Okay, well, I have no doubts in my military mind that Donald Trump meant to convey what everybody thinks he meant. Okay? I'm going to say that right up front. But for Carly Fiorina to say, I'm with Kelly Megan, or Kelly,
Megyn Kelly. Yeah.
Just shows that she's as petty as the rest of the politicians. And here's the deal. Women make a big deal about men. They put us down daily. They live half of their day is spent when they're with each other putting men down. We're insensitive. We're male chauvinist pigs. We don't respect them. And they're harder on us in their name calling and their disparagement, comments about men than we could ever be against them. And that's a fact of life. The women, they like to put on this where we're all the poor picked on victims here when they're even worse at it than we are. And Donald Trump, no doubt, meant that. And it's a proven fact that when women are menstruating, they are more emotional and they do tend to have more mood sets than we do. That's a scientific fact. So if you have a problem with that, I'm sorry. That's how nature made you. And you're going to jump on us for every little stinking thing that you can because you're thin-skinned. Men, we get called names every day, and we just brush it off because we're extremely confident in our masculinity. Most of us do. I know I do. So I don't pay attention to your petty little remarks. Because I'm secure in my masculinity, I know who I am, and I know what I can do. And I don't need a crutch like sexism or male chauvinist pigism to make me feel better about myself. I don't have an inferiority complex like apparently most women do, or they wouldn't be making such a big deal out of this.
Well, Carl, I have noticed that in the context of personal relationships, generally speaking, I think females are a little faster to call names and sometimes be insulting to their partners verbally than males are. I'm not really sure why that is, but, you know.
Sometimes they are, huh? I think they spend two-thirds of their day looking for ways to put men down.
Well,
I'm not saying all women.
There are some that are like that, no question.
Up on men. They're just like a pack of hyenas ganging up on the lion. It's what they do because they're doing it from a weaker point of view. They want us to lower standards so they can get into the Navy SEALs, but that doesn't make the SEALs better. It makes them worse.
Well, that in that particular context, that's right.
The weak will band together every time to bring down the strong. And the male is looked at as the stronger of the species, and we are. I expect better out of men. I expect men not to be thin-skinned, which we normally aren't. We just take it in stride and say, oh, well, they're women. What do you expect?
Well,
they
in some
have an
cases,
inbred
yeah.
resentment. I've found this true with most women. Most women are envious of men and what we're able to do that they can't do.
Well,
there's
maybe
a lot of things we can do that they wish they could do.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying they wish they were men. They just wish they had the freedom to do the things that we do.
Well,
and once again, I'm not going to apologize for that because that's the way nature wants things.
Okay,
so,
well, Carl,
you have to learn to live with your lot in life.
All right, Carl, maybe Freud was right about all that stuff. You know, maybe Freud was right. I don't know. Thank you for calling, my buddy, and Semper Fi. It is coming up on 5:15 at 92.7 WGMD, the talk of Delmarva.